they shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. Hallelujah. So your blank in number 7 is oral. I want you to see this point. Okay, Mishnah. What is Mishnah? Jewish people believe that God gave Moses the written law, or Torah, but he also gave him the oral Torah, or the how to obey these laws. And they believe that the oral Torah was passed down from father to son, and at some time after the resurrection of Jesus, they wrote it down, and it's called the Mishnah, or the wisdom of the fathers. We're up. Daggone it. Okay, people are back on. I'm going to do 7 again. Nicodemus was also a Pharisee. This is important because the Pharisees held to a very pivotal point of doctrine. In the Mishnah, the oral tradition, Sanhedrin 10:1, and in the Talmud, Sanhedrin 90a, we read, "All Israelites have a share in the world to come. For it is written, thy people shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified." The Talmud is a commentary of the Hebrew Bible. The Mishnah is called the oral traditions, or the wisdom of the fathers. It's believed that the oral traditions were passed down from God to Moses, and then from father to son, throughout all the generations. Number 8, the quote above comes from Isaiah 60:21. After studying this passage, the rabbis concluded that to be born a Jew means you have automatic entrance into the kingdom. Entrance is your blank in 8. If you start talking about Yeshua to your Jewish friend and he gets a little convicted and he goes to the rabbi and asks about heaven and hell, the rabbi will probably tell him that is a Gentile problem. All Jews go to heaven. So if you're born a Jew, the belief in Judaism was you go to heaven. So your blank in 8 is entrance. Your blank in 7 was oral. 9. Of course, according to the rabbis, there are exceptions. He who maintains that the resurrection is not a biblical doctrine, those who do not believe the Torah is divinely revealed, an Epicurean, who is one who indulges in luxury and sensuality, and Rabbi Akiva, who lived in the around 135 A.D., added one other exception. One who reads canonical books. This is probably a reference to the New Testament. Also, one who pronounces the divine name of God as it is spelt. It is spelt Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. We say it as Yahweh. Also, one who whispers a charm over a wound and says, I will bring none of these diseases upon thee, which I brought against the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. So a Jewish faith healer will go to hell, according to the rabbis. They're a little bit whacked on this subject, I think. All right. So your blanks in 9. Your first blank is Torah, T-O-R-A-H. Your second blank in 9 is divine. Here's your homework for next week. I'm going to do number 10 and give you the homework. 3 kings and 4 commoners have no portion in the world to come. The 3 kings are Jeroboam, Ahab, and Manasseh. The 4 commoners, Balaam, Dog, Ahithophel, and Gehazi. So that is one part of the important Pharisaic doctrine. All Israelites have a share in the world to come.